Come on, come on. Hey, man, don't push.
Hey, hey, I don't want any more trouble out of you.
Hey, look, these cuffs are so tight I can't breathe. Oh, I think my wrist is broke. Hey, I want to see a doctor.
I don't want to hear any more out of you unless it's a confession.
Print them?
Yeah, I'm easy.
What do you got on them?
Positive ID from the victim. I caught him with the purse.
I'm Lawrence Spiegelgas, public defender's office. I'm a lawyer.
Congratulations.
Is there a Joseph Pitano here?
Yeah, hey, that's me. Where you been?
Oh, Mr. Pitano, I'm Lawrence Spiegelgas.
Mr. Spiegelgas, I'm Captain Miller. This is Detective Roger Howitz, the arresting officer.
What's he charged with?
Grabbed a lady's purse over on 14th Street.
Allegedly grabbed the purse?
Yeah, and he allegedly almost tore her arm off.
May I confer with my client in private?
Sure, who cares?
Who cares?
They can't do this.
What's that?
My insurance company. They're raising the premium on my life insurance policy $50 a month.
Oh, that's not fair, man. You ought to pay less as you get closer.
Captain Miller, I'd just like to inform you that I am lodging a formal complaint with the district attorney's office in regard to Detective Wojciechowicz's actions.
That's Wojciechowicz.
That's correct.
What grounds?
On the grounds that he verbally and physically threatened the life of my client.
He's nuts, Bob.
I tell you this.
There's a definite violation of Mr. Pitano's rights here.
Hey, the guy was out of line. He resisted arrest.
Hey, man, you threatened me.
I'll blow it out.
Okay, well, Jim, take it easy. You got a report to finish?
Right, Captain.
Now, I don't want to tell you how to defend your client, Mr. Spiegelgas, but I think you should know that Detective Wojciechowicz has an exemplary and unblemished record.
Up until now. Good day, Captain.
Roger, I want to see that report as soon as you finish.
College kid.
Internal affairs. They want to see you downtown.
What for?
Seems our friend Spiegelgas wasn't kidding. He's filed formal charges. Coercion, intimidation, threatening the well-being of a suspect.
Well, that's a crock of beans, Mark.
Looking through your report, it says here, the alleged purse snatcher then proceeded to resist arrest, to which I suggested he shouldn't.
Right.
Part of the matter seems to be the suggestion. How did you put it?
Well, I don't remember the exact words.
Well, what did you say? I suggest you stop resisting arrest?
Not exactly.
Well, how did you put it?
Well, you know, something like, knock that off or I'll grab your tongue.
Grab your tongue
and pull it out.
Pull it out
by the roots.
It's not fair, and I'm not going to pay it. I don't care what the results of my exam were. X-rays can be misleading.
Well, so long, you guys. See you around.
Nope. Where are you going?
Got to go down to internal affairs.
Oh. Well, listen, Wojo, if I don't see you around, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Joan.
What?
You ever been down there?
Oh, no, man. I stay away from those guys.
Nick?
Not since Pearl Harbor.
Hey, Barney. Over on 2nd Avenue, some guy is knocking over newspaper racks.
Wouldn't imagine there'd be much money in that.
He's not robbing them. He's just knocking them over.
My mistake.
Well, because well, if you can carry on, would you please just take it easy, Mr. Frumpkin?
Listen, I'm a man with morals, and I'm prepared to go to the chair for that.
Oh, would you start by going to that chair, please?
What we got here?
It's Mr. Frumpkus of Frumpkus Fine Foods. He's been knocking over newspaper racks in front of his delicatessen.
Filthy newspaper racks. 23 of them, and each one filthier than the other.
Yeah, they're laying all over the place. Busted into and, empty.
I kept all the evidence. Dirty, filthy evidence.
Please, would you sit down over there, Mr. Frumpkus, huh? Barney, we interviewed some witnesses and found Mr. Frumpkus in the back of his store.
I wasn't hiding. I was sorting.
Yeah, Mr. Frumpkus has a very extensive collection of pornographic literature.
Literature? Pride and Prejudice is literature. This is garbage. I want all those people arrested.
I don't think that's possible, Mr. Frumpkus.
I'm a taxpayer. Don't I have the right to make out a complaint?
Certainly do, Mr. Frumpkus. Detective Harris is going to catalog all this material, and he will make out a report, which will be forwarded to the proper authorities. In the meantime, Sergeant Amangual here has some questions for you, if you don't mind.
Fair is fair.
Nick, why don't you get Mr. Frumpkus some coffee?
Sure.
Hey, how'd it go?
I don't know.
Who'd you talk to?
Some lieutenant. I told him what happened, and then he sent me down to a doctor. A head shrinker.
Psychiatric evaluation, huh?
Whatever. You know, talk about a federal case.
Hold on. Barney, division commander for you.
I'll take it to my office.
Hey, Fish. You're gonna see some of this stuff.
Why?
I need this for official business.
All of them?
Oh, man. I don't believe it. Just because some punk cries about not getting treated with kid gloves, I gotta go out down there and spend a whole morning just looking at dirt spots on cardboard. Like I was flaky or something.
Give you the Rorschach test, huh?
Yeah, whatever they call it.
What'd you tell them the spots look like?
I don't know. Some of them look like, animals. Some of them look like people. Some of them look like that.
It's a required reading. I'm taking a crash course in degeneracy.
Oh, look at that.
Well, I ain't never seen nothing like this before.
Of course not. They wouldn't put stuff like that in front of the police station.
You're gonna walk 3 blocks.
Would you?
Here you go, Mr. Frumpkus. Oh, just made fresh.
Thank you. You know, you think you've been disgusted about as much as you can be disgusted, and then something suddenly happens, and you're more disgusted.
Oh, would you rather have some tea?
Division commander.
Uh-huh.
Pending further inquiry, you've been suspended from field duty.
You're kidding.
I wish I were. That psychiatrist who did the evaluation on you has recommended that you be restricted to desk duty and that you're turning your gun.
But what for?
Temporarily, you are considered a risk.
Barney, that is crazy.
Of course it's crazy, and it's not the end of it.
Well, I mean, who is this guy anyway, huh?
Dr. Paul Nathan Esterhazy. Consultant, works for the department. He's,
What kind of name is Esterhazy?
I think it's Hungarian.
Figures.
Mojo, the best way to handle this is through channels, and I promise you, I'll take it all the way downtown. Now, just do me a favor, relax, spend a few days at your desk. Let me have your gun.
Risk? What kind of risk? Lucky for him, I have to turn that thing in.
And what I am saying is that Dr. Esterhazy spent a total of 20 minutes with Detective Wojciechowicz while I have worked intimately with the man for the past 2 years. Therefore, I...
No, I do not have a degree in that area, no.
But that doesn't... Yes, I certainly would welcome the opportunity to discuss it with him.
He's coming down here? What is he coming down here for? What further evaluations? What members of the 12th precinct? What do you mean, inquisitive?
Hey, Mike.
Inspector.
Well, let's hear it here for the old inspector. Hey, well, Joe, understand you're getting a little reputation, huh? Going out there, doing your job, kicking tail. Good man. Way to go.
Yeah, doing my job and getting myself suspended.
Ah, well, you still got a lot to learn, well, Joe. In time, you'll find out that harassment is a skill, like anything else.
You know, they took away my gun.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel. I wish I had a nickel for every time I had to walk around collecting dust in my holster.
Sure. Dr. Esterhazy, he says I'm psychologically unstable.
You should have heard what one of them told me one time, or the reason I ain't married. Where's Bonnie?
He's only talking to the commander on the phone.
Ah. Let him know, Harry. I'll wait. Hi, Harris.
Hi, Inspector.
Yeah, well, your premiums are way out of line. And you're going to make a deal or I'm going to take my business elsewhere. That's right. I'm switching from reducing time to regular life. Because it looks that I may live longer than I'd hoped.
I'm Dr. Paul Esterhazy. I'm looking for Captain Miller.
He's in his office. He'll be out in a minute.
Barnes, what did the commissioner say?
He said it's up to God and Dr. Paul Nathan Esterhazy.
How do you do?
Use the latter.
Dr. Esterhazy, I'm Captain Miller.
I'm Barney.
Inspector Luker. Have you two met?
I haven't had the pleasure.
This is Deputy Inspector Frank Luger from Division, Dr. Paul Nathan Esterhazy.
Oh, yeah. You're the shrink, huh? Wow. Doctor, it's come to my attention that you allegedly examined one of my men. Detective Wojciechowicz over there. And that you come up with some pretty rinky-dink conclusions.
Inspector.
No, Bonnie. As one of the commanding officers of this division, I feel it's my duty
right.
to
Captain,
point
I'd
out
I'd be
a
very
few
interested to hear what the inspector has to say.
Klutz. Fine. And I'm glad to hear it. You know, Nathan, it seems to me that you got a lot to learn about the police department. And I want you to know that my men continuously conduct themselves in a legal an orderly manner, especially when dealing with the public, most of whom are freaks anyway. No, this is the time right here for a little straight talk. Now look, Doc, I know you got your job to do, see? But we got some problems here in the law enforcement business, too, that you people don't seem to understand. Now, you take your average kookaboo running around out there on the street. Now, you're going to find you're going to have some...
May I see your paper, Inspector?
Yes, when I get through with it.
Doctor, I understand... I understand you're here to do some further studies?
Oh, that's right, Captain, if you don't mind.
I welcome it. If you ever want to find out what makes me tick, you come down to my office. See you around.
Hey, Inspector?
Yes, Harris.
The paper, please?
I told you, when I get through with it.
Do you have a room somewhere where I can work?
At my office.
Thank you.
Make yourself at home.
I'll try not to take up too much of your time, Captain.
Doctor, I know your report on Detective Wojciechowicz probably had sound psychological basis.
Not probably.
But they were extenuating circumstances that I think you should be aware of.
May I see your men in alphabetical order, Captain?
Your mama's gonna love that. Jono?
Yeah, Bar.
Dr. Esterhazy is conducting interviews. He wants to start with you.
What do
you mean? Amangual.
Oh, sure. Puerto Rican.
Barney, I checked Mr. Fromkes for priors and came up zilch.
Tell you what, make out a DAT.
Okay.
Mr. Fromkes, I'm going to release you on a desk appearance ticket. It means you don't have to sit in jail waiting for your arraignment. They'll let you know when you have to show up in court.
Thank God I can turn off the condi. I'm sorry if I caused you any trouble.
No trouble at all, Mr. Fromkes. I don't think any of us really blame you too much for what you did. You seem to be a man of high principle.
Likewise, Captain. And may I say that I feel privileged to live in a neighborhood that employs policemen of your caliber. I hope I haven't caused you any inconvenience.
Not at all, man.
And I hope that we meet again under better circumstances. And I hope that the doctor heard all that.
Hey, how'd you make out?
I don't know. He just kept looking at me funny like.
Can't tell nothing from a bunch of dirty spots that don't look like nothing.
Well, it looked like something to me. Looked like birds and flowers.
Yeah, I saw a few countries. France and Spain and Madagascar.
An enlarged heart?
An elephant wearing a hat.
To each his own. That's the name of that test.
Captain Miller, may I see you a moment, please?
Watch him, he's tricky.
Sit down, Captain Miller. I assume you're familiar with this test. It's really very simple.
I don't mind taking a part in your survey, Doctor, but we do have a lot of work to do around
here. It won't
here.
Take very long, and I appreciate your cooperation. Now, these cards will suggest certain images to you. Just feel free to loosely associate your impressions. Card number one, please.
Have you come to any conclusions yet, Doctor? I mean about the men?
Yes, I have, to some degree.
And they are?
I don't think I can discuss them now.
I'm going to see that report sooner or later.
Card number one, please.
It's my understanding that the conclusions from this test varies from doctor to doctor.
Somewhat, yes. Card number one.
Look, Doctor, I have a very vivid imagination. I can see 100 images in any one of these cards, ranging from the horrifying to the idyllic, from the ridiculous to the sublime, because that's the way I look at life, particularly in the mood I'm in right now. Now, look, Doctor. You've got my men on tenterhooks out there, and I want to know what to expect when that report comes down.
You're a passionate man, Captain. Loyal, dedicated.
Curious.
All right. You want to know what my conclusions are?
Yes.
My conclusions are that my suspicions are well-founded.
And those suspicions are?
That I have never found a policeman who should be permitted to carry a gun. You're nuts! Now, look, I have conducted over 1,500 tests on law enforcement personnel. And I've always found the usual irrational responses, high levels of paranoia, passionate dedication to concepts that are fundamentally barbaric. I just don't feel that that sort of personality should be trusted with a dangerous weapon.
That's insane! How are the police supposed to function without weapons? There are people out there who are demanding protection and they're entitled to it. How do we protect the public without weapons?
I haven't completely worked that out yet.
And what are we supposed to do in the meantime?
I'm not sure.
Well, what about the public? Should they be entitled to carry a gun?
Are you crazy? This is ridiculous.
Then what you are saying, Doctor, is that no one should carry a gun.
That's exactly what I'm saying, wise guy.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. You got a point there. Let me ask you another question. Between the public and the police, just as a general group, which would you say is more paranoid?
Well, definitely the public.
Well, if the public is more paranoid than the police, who would you rather see carry the guns?
The answer is obvious, the police.
Would you mind putting that in the report? Yeah, and while you're at it,
Would you add the special circumstances in the case of Detective Roger Howitz, who was doing his duty to the best of his ability, who was resisted forcibly by a suspect who insulted him?
Wait a minute.
Insulted him?
There's an armed robbery in progress. A bank over on 11th.
Draw some weapons.
All right.
If you don't mind.
By all means.
Something went wrong here. Something went wrong.
What do you mean you don't issue new policies to persons my age? Oh, really? Would you care for a suggestion of what to do with that rock of yours?
No luck, huh?
Nobody will cover me. Oh, if Bernice finds out I don't have any insurance, it would kill her. And she's not covered either.
You're locked up for 2 days in the 12th Precinct, so you might as well enjoy this 48-hour fandemonium marathon of Barney Miller, only on TV Land.